and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Nice! Hold! Got it! Sam Decker! Bull Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Continues here from the Kohl Center, fresh off the conclusion of the WIAA State Boys Basketball Championships. The Wisconsin Badgers retake the floor here today, taking on the Liberty Flames out of the Atlantic Sun Conference in round two of this NIT. The winner of this game will be playing in the next couple of days against either Oregon or Central Florida, as those two clubs will match up tonight in Eugene. The Badgers advancing with a win over Bradley on Tuesday nights, and the Liberty Flames getting here to round two by virtue of their win against Villanova. Tip time about 1 hour away here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage. Every time you shop and dine, turn any receipts into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. America's favorite way to save, built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We'll take a break. We'll get things started in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, for basketball fans, this is such a great time of year. The NCAA tournament is the Sweet 16 field will be all set after today's games in that event. We are here at the NIT with the Badgers taking on the Liberty Flames, trying to get to round three. Of course, the semis and the championship game of this event will happen at Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, but a couple of steps to get there first as we're joined by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Step one for the Badgers taking care of things on Tuesday with a rare deal, a game where they ended up winning going away. Never hurts to have a guy go off for 36 points, but that was some unusual territory for the Badgers.
I think they had one or two of those early in the year, maybe November, December.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought the most important thing was, and Greg addressed it, in the days leading to the game, was where his players would be mentally. You know, you play all year to get a chance to get in the NCAA tournament. You lose that opportunity because you don't win enough games. It's their responsibility, and they accepted it. And then you have to see, okay, can they refocus and say, look, this game, this tournament is important to us. We want to try to win a title. They said all the right things before the game, and then I thought they played. You can tell the intensity on defense, how sharp they are early, whether they're into it mentally, and they were.
Yeah, I'm thinking I agree with you wholeheartedly. These guys have approached it. I mean, effort has never been an issue. I do think in terms of execution, they're playing with some fire right now. Chucky Pepper and a little foul trouble in the first half. It was a relatively quiet night for him. Connor Asijan, this is what happens when you know, rely on a freshman really, you know, to carry such a big load. But the shooting touch has slipped here a little bit. And against a team like Liberty, a team with a prolific scorer in the backcourt, you think, you know, as great as Crowell was, you probably need a little bit more from your backcourt here today.
Well, I think the most important thing, you know, for them defensively will be to take away the three-point shot. Liberty's got four guys, their top four scorers, who are, I think, at 39% or above. Two guys don't take a ton of threes, but they're in the low 40s. So you got that. You've got to take that away from them. And then you have to be efficient offensively so you don't give Liberty the opportunity to get out there and get, you know, disjointed, you know, where the defense is disjointed and not set and looks like that.
I mentioned the NCAA tournament. What has jumped out to you through the first couple of days of that event?
I think going into the tournament, most people agreed that there was no one dominant team. There was no team where you could say that team absolutely is going to win the title or those two teams are the best. And you've seen a lot of upsets. You've seen some near upsets as well. So it's kind of like the regular season was. So I'm not surprised by that. And the one thing that bothers me about this time of year is it's the greatest time of year because there's such a focus on the sport. But there's two things. A team can get hot, a team that maybe struggled during the year, and win a couple games, and all of a sudden their coach is the greatest thing. He's fantastic. Look at his record in March. And you have a guy like Matt Painter, who did a terrific job with freshman guards after losing a lot of talent, won the regular season title and the tournament title. Now, they did not play well in their loss, and that was a bad loss for them. But suddenly he's an idiot and doesn't know what he's doing. I don't agree with that.
And I thought one of the generalizations, which is kind of hard to excuse in our industry, but people in our industry have made, is that Purdue didn't see the press during the course of the season. If you would have watched the Big Ten tournament last week alone, you would have noticed that maybe they got exposed there by their inability to handle that. So if that's part of their MO, that's not a good match for a team like Purdue. It wasn't so much that they were surprised by it.
No.
They've just had trouble against it.
The first time I saw that happen was their first meeting with Maryland in West Lafayette.
Thank
where Maryland
you.
Came back from it, and that was probably a December game, early January game. And I think most people who follow the Big Ten said they can't handle the press, and their freshman guards might struggle in the press, and that might be their Achilles heel in the NCAAs. So those of us in the Big Ten knew that was the case. Does the Big Ten press full court, 40 minutes of hell? No. But teams got up into Purdue and made them struggle, their freshman guards struggle.
And that's where the coach from Fairleigh Dickinson, probably part of the locker room speech, the more he sees of them, the more he thinks they have a chance. It isn't just something for the camera. It's something that, oh, they kind of saw something there. So it's been entertaining. You're right, though. I agree with you. And that, you know, great team, I don't know, Alabama maybe, Houston maybe, but you see a lot of close games. You know, it might not be the greatest product in showbiz, But it's a pretty compelling one, and I think we're watching in record numbers here so far.
Yeah, and it's, I don't have a problem with the fact that college basketball is not as good as the NBA.
It never has been.
And never will be. It's a different sport. Appreciate the differences. Don't try to make it, especially when, well, let's tweak the rules to make it more like the pros. No. Don't mess around with the tournament either. You don't need to expand it. You don't need to make 100,000 teams.
It was one of my favorite tweets, I said sarcastically, and I can't remember who it was. Somebody in the media was watching an NBA game and a college game and saying, I'm watching two different games. Bro, it's always been two different games. It's just that's just kind of how this works. College and high school are different games. That's how it goes.
Thank you, Captain Obvious, for that comment.
Exactly. Okay, and we'll both say, get off my lawn. Go upstairs, go yell at a cloud, will you?
I just might on the way up.
Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your bathroom with Magic Woods. A brand new Magic Woods vanity is the perfect addition to your bathroom. Magic Woods offers a wide variety of innovative, trend-setting styles to match your vision. All Magic Woods vanities are 11% off. Good through March 26th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time for today's Badger Spotlight. And this morning we visit with Badgers junior Max Klesman, young man out of Neenah, Wisconsin, and the transfer from Wofford for the Terriers last year. He averaged 15 points a game and earning some all-conference recognition. He's been a very good addition to this Badgers program with his toughness on the defensive end. And we've seen him in certain games pick up that scoring pace, back-to-back 19-point efforts
in the matchups recently against Michigan and against the Purdue Boilermakers. He had 16 against Bradley on Tuesday night, 13 of those coming in the second half as he had some strong takes to the bucket. But it's really that defensive presence and overall toughness, as advertised by head coach Greg Gard when it was announced that Klesman was joining the Wisconsin program. Remember, Klesman missed a couple of games. He was hurt against Penn State in the middle of January and missed the road games at Northwestern and at Maryland, both Badgers losses. He came back against Illinois and didn't waste any time sticking his face in there, taking some charges, because that's just the way he plays. He's smart, he's tough, and he's a big part of this Badgers program.
I mean, part of it goes into the scouting part as well. Kudos to the coaching staff and that stuff and getting us prepared and ready to go. But, I mean, just trying to lay it all out there on the floor for my team, for my guys, trying to make the best play possible for them and put ourselves in a good position at the end of the game. So whatever it takes.
Yeah, I've talked to you probably before, but again, some of the matchups that you've had, pretty challenging stuff. It's Terrence Shannon, if it's, you know, a Jalen Pickett, you know, big, strong guys. What are the general principles, the keys for you to be able to have success against guys like that especially?
Right. You know, obviously not winning the athletic battle with really any of the guys that I've guarded or in the league that I match up against. So just, you know, having to be very smart with your movements. You know, a lot of it goes into preparation beforehand, tendencies guys like. It's just kind of buying into the little things that, you know, some other people may not want to do, but I think can separate you in terms of being able to defend someone who's a better player or not.
Yeah, I was talking to Tyler Wall about that, just about X's and O's a little bit. How much different is that at the college level compared to what you went through at a good program in either day versus night?
Yeah, it's so different. Just in terms of how different teams try to manipulate different things, manipulate the floor and, you know, find different matchups that are in favor for them and stuff. So it's obviously been a huge change just from high school, but obviously then from where I transferred and Wofford from. So I'm still learning every day, you know, trying to learn and take it all in, but just trying to get better, 1% better every day right now.
It's interesting because I was talking with Coach Kravenhoff about analytics and how much, you know, a player, how much can you feed them? And it varies. Are you one of those guys, you want to get as much info as you can? Oh, yeah. Tendencies, like the more the better that you have there?
Yeah, for me personally, I know it could change guy to guy, but I like having as much information and, you know, statistics, tendencies, what they like doing, what they don't like doing, what makes them uncomfortable. As much of that stuff as I can get my hands on, just because I think that puts me in a better position during the game to be more well-prepared in what he's going to like to do, or, you know, just what action they like to run in general. If it's a team that, you know, moves the ball really well, could help in that area as well. So just applying those different things, really.
You guys feel like you're right there, like right on the cusp here. I mean, you've had so many close games, and now maybe a couple here recently don't go your way, but you feel like it's like, this isn't that far away from being back to what you guys were early in the year.
Yeah, that's what we've been preaching to each other. You know, we got to stay with one another, stick together, stick with it, because we know we are right there. We got to get over this hump that we're climbing up right now, get over this hill, and just keep working. The only thing that solves those things is coming in and working every day, and having all 16 guys together as one unit. So, you know, I think we do that moving forward, we'll be able to get over it.
That is Badgers junior Max Klesman, and that is today's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues as the Badgers get ready for round two of the NIT against the Liberty Flames out of the Atlantic Sun. Our Badger Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood
should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Badger Wars pregame show continues. Time for this morning's Badger Notebook, joined by Patrick Herb. And why not recap a guy who had a career night against Bradley on Tuesday night, Stephen Crow. 36 points, 9 rebounds. Brian Jones, who's on the staff at Bradley, saw that movie at North Dakota with Frank Woodoff. Dean Oliver had a seat for it. Pretty good night, pretty magical night for Stevie. And just, it was happy to for him, and you could see how happy his teammates were for him as well.
Yeah, career night certainly for him, but I mean, to be honest, one of the best performances Wisconsin has ever seen when you look, compare it to previous outings. And that's the type of performance that this coaching staff knows he's capable of. Now, you could say, okay, it's against a mid-major program, but and that's fair. But that's a Bradley team that it was a pretty good team, pretty good defensive team. And he was unstoppable at times, especially doing something from three-point range that we hadn't seen with consistency this year. So putting some perspective around it, so 36 points, 9 rebounds, 5 for 7 from three-point range, terrific. 7 of 7 at the free throw line might have been one of the things that everybody was most excited to see, because as a sophomore, he was a pretty good free throw shooter. And this year, that number has regressed a bit, and they all know that number can be back to what it was that sophomore year, that he should be a 75 to 80% foul shooter, to be honest. But 36 points, the most ever in a postseason game, matching Michael Finley, who had 36 in the NCAA tournament against Missouri in 1994. 36 points, the most by a Badger since Johnny Davis had 37 last year at Purdue. That incredible performance when the Badgers won. It's tied for the 12th most in school history. That's where we're talking like pantheon of greatest performances. In the Kohl Center era, which is the last 25 years, these are the only players that have had a bigger performance than that. Frank Kaminsky had 43 against North Dakota, like you referenced, school record. Jordan Taylor had 39 at Indiana in 2011. Incredible. Most points scored at Assembly Hall in like 30 years by a visiting player. Devin Harris had 38 against Minnesota on this floor in 2004. Orlando Tucker had 38 against Eastern Kentucky in 05. And then Johnny's 37 last year at Purdue. So in the last 25 years, it's the sixth best performance by a Badger. Pretty interesting. A couple other notes from it. So those 5 threes, career high for him. And most in an NIT game for the Badgers since Willie Sims put up 31 against Bowling Green in 1991. I did look like to see, is it an NIT scoring record anywhere on the scoring ledger? Not quite. The record for NIT scoring is 65 points by Anthony Roberts of Oral Roberts, coincidentally. He did that against Oregon in 1977. Also, the Madison Square Garden record for the NIT, so semifinals, finals.
Sure.
53 by George Mikan of DePaul.
Go back a little ways here.
Rhode
All right.
Island in 1945. Probably better known these days for his drill around the rim.
Yes,
Mikan drill,
absolutely.
He could fill it up.
That's some serious research right there. Okay, Big Ten in the postseason. Michigan, by the way, losing to Vanderbilt yesterday, down to 2. Still going in the NCAA tournament. Can you put a cap on it here so far?
Could Wisconsin be the last Big Ten team standing?
Maybe.
I mean, it's starting to get close. So they'd have to win today, obviously, but Badgers are the only team alive from the Big Ten now in the NIT, with Rutgers losing in the opening round and Michigan, as you referenced yesterday, in the second round. In the NCAA tournament, the Big Ten put 8 teams in, but they're down to just 2 now heading into the second day of the second round. Michigan State and Indiana are the Big Ten's only hopes to advance. Michigan State will play Marquette later this afternoon. I'm sure a lot of eyes in the state will be watching that one. So overall, the Big Ten is 5-6 in the NCAA tournament, 2-2 in the NIT, and And unfortunately, there's it's a small sample size, but there's a little bit of a trend of the Big Ten getting a lot of teams in and not advancing far. And I think that there's a little bit of a national narrative building, which I don't necessarily subscribe to. It's a crapshoot. Wisconsin's put a ton of teams in, or excuse me, the Big Ten's put a ton of teams in the Final Four over the last 20 years. Different schools, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, Indiana, et cetera. But this year, eight teams in, and the best they could do would be have two in the Sweet 16. Last season, Big Ten put nine teams in the NCAA tournament, and only Michigan advanced to the Sweet 16. They made the Elite Eight.
Yeah, a lot of middle seeds, you know, that 7-10 range. Obviously, Purdue losing is the stunner, if there is such a thing anymore in college basketball. But Indiana with Miami today, Michigan State plays Marquette. If Indiana wins, that sets up a rather intriguing Sweet 16 game against Houston.
And absolutely.
The former coach of
Indiana. Not as if in this year's tournament, it's not as if the Big Ten teams are getting upset. All eight of them are getting upset. No. A lot of them have kind of played to their seed. Northwestern got a good first round win. Lost to a number two seed in the second round. So it's not as if, it's more what you referenced, that a lot of the seeding was between 2 and 9 for these teams.
Yeah, and I think this league, to put a wrap on it, it's a lot of good teams, but you don't see great. You know, Purdue, even though it won this league, regular season and conference tournament, didn't shoot the ball well.
No.
And you get into a tournament where every game's game seven, you're vulnerable. They're a 32% shooting team from long range.
Yep.
Get back to get it.
Just ask Arizona.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate it as always. Let's do this again in a couple days.
That sounds good.
That's Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Group. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running of your business, or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Center for round two of this NIT as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Liberty Flames. The Badgers getting by Bradley on Tuesday night. Liberty took down Villanova. Richie McKay's team comes to town with a 27-8 record. The Badgers are 18-14, and we are one half hour away from the opening tip. This round two match, the winner gets either UCF or Oregon. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 23. Highs level off around 42. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Pre-game show continues here at the Kohl Center, joined by head coach Greg Gard, and I'm watching social media here in the last couple of days, and I think we're going to have a good crowd here, in large part thanks to what you guys are doing, getting area red, get those guys cranked up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, we had to, you know, remind them they were coming back from spring break a little bit, so obviously there's been, the campus has been quiet because everybody's been out, but no, it looks like over 10,000 here today, so outside it's good to be playing here in later March, and you obviously watch all the other games going on. There's it's a fine line and a lot of good games, so I know our guys are excited to play here this morning.
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess people never really know, especially the first game of this tournament, but your guys kind of maintaining that whole philosophy of not changing. Every day they're going to come out and get after it.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing in talking to people that have been in this position before, that first one is an emotional hump to get over, so to speak. You got to get over the factor of disappointment of where you are. But I think our guys handled it well leading up to the Bradley game. Obviously, I thought played pretty well against Bradley and get another 40 minutes.
Yeah, and Stevie with a career high 36, and the 3-point shot gets the attention. But you got him going early inside.
Right? Yeah, he got some stuff in the paint, and he got to the free throw line. I think that was, you know, that's a great way to build confidence, see the ball go in from the foul line. And obviously, once he started, you know, knocking down some threes, you could just tell he had, you know, a confidence that, you know, we've been trying to help him acquire all year, and he's shown in spurts, but I think you're watching hopefully a player come into his own.
He's had, I guess, maybe in fairness to him, outside looking in, there's been a lot on the plate, right? Because he's the, you know, Carter Gilmore does what, you know, obviously has done very good things, but he's not 7 feet tall. Stevie's had to carry a pretty big load, right?
He has, you know, and he's done it really well in terms of, you know, just how his low post game has evolved since the time he's been here. You know, when he first came in during the COVID year, you know, didn't have a whole lot of a low post game and has really embraced that. He's gotten physically stronger. I think he's going to take another big jump in the offseason. But, you know, he always had some perimeter ability and comfortable on the perimeter. But now to see him start to, you know, evolve into a complete player is good to see.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game, Wisconsin and Liberty, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
It's the Badgers and the Liberty Flames out of the Atlantic Sun Conference. And I that cheap with this team, and it reminds me a little bit of Penn State with the number of threes that they take, about 48, 49% of their shots. Are the actions similar to Penn State, or are there some differences?
Yeah, there's different stuff. It's not the same actions. I would say that shots get taken from deeper than what Penn State takes them from, but, you know, really three guys in terms of McGee, Porter, and Rohde, that take the vast majority of their threes, but they really move the ball well. McGee's a phenomenal player, can make a lot of plays happen for himself and obviously for his teammates. And obviously you're always on high alert because he has half-court range and he's not afraid to let it fly from the logo. So, you know, and they're a really well-coached team. I've known Richie McKay for a long time, and he's always, I think this is his second stint at Liberty, and he's always done a good job there. And So they've got a really experienced backcourt with McGee, and then they got a freshman in Porter, and a team that just believes in themselves. They've won a ton of games this year. They've they had Northwestern on the ropes back in Cancun back in the early fall. So it's a team, no matter you watch any basketball this time of year, forget what conference you're from. There's good basketball in all conferences, and we're going to see a good team here today.
When I just look over the notes, you watch this team play, you hear people talk about the pack line defense. Of course, right? Given who he was with for a few years there, right?
Yeah. I mean, and they extend a little bit too. I think the pack line is, good in terminology, but in today's game, it's hard to really squeeze a lot in. We use most of the concepts ourselves, but with the 3-point line and the evolution of more positions being able to shoot the three, it's tested a lot of those philosophies.
Yeah, you say you guys, we've talked many times that when you guys are right defensively, teams have a hard time getting threes against you. You guys did a really good job against Penn State, but as you mentioned, a guy like McGee with logo threes, I guess you can only come out so far, right?
Yeah, and I think what McGee has that maybe the guards from Penn State don't have, other than maybe Jalen Pickett, is the ability to make plays off the dribble. Funk and Lundy and those guys that we saw aren't going to put the ball on the floor as much as what we're going to see today with McGee's. We've told the team he's Steph Curry 2.0. Last time when we saw Steph Curry, that the results weren't so good with Coach Krabanoff guard trying to guard him a long time ago. But maybe not as big, but has a relentless, fearless game.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up. Look around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Coverage continues at the Kohl Center. Time to check out the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. The Badgers, the remaining team left in this NIT. Of course, Rutgers fell in the first round to Hofstra. And then Michigan yesterday had one get away at Vanderbilt. A 9-point run in the final minutes by Vanderbilt with a 66-65 win. Great rally, great collapse. I guess it's all about perspective.
Yeah, they turned over the basketball three times during that span and had a couple of shots at the very end. Doug McDaniel had a good runner in the paint, a shot that he probably makes, 9 out of 10 times?
Yep.
He missed it. And Dickinson missed the tip and the putback. And you get beat. You get beat without two of your better players, though, too. And Jet Howard, Kobe Bufkin. Bufkin, maybe the best player overall this year, with no disrespect intended for Dickinson, but he was just that good all around.
Yeah, he's that playmaker, right? And Dickinson played well, had a good stat line again yesterday, but the season ends for the Wolverines. Just two Big Ten teams left in the NCAA tournament. Indiana playing Miami today. Michigan State and Marquette. That's intriguing for a lot of reasons, obviously, in the state, of course. And then Joey Hauser going up against his former team. And Joey's put together a really good year for the Spartans.
Yeah, Joey Hauser led the Spartans in their opening victory over Southern Cal with 17 points, one of four players in double figures. Now, this is the first time that they've played Marquette in the NCAA tournament since 2007. They only met twice in the postseason. 15 times overall, with Michigan State holding the lead 11-4. Last time these teams played was in 2014 regular season.
Do you do a bracket?
I did not.
Good. Neither. Same here.
So
you would have blown up.
I've got a perfect bracket so far.
We're undefeated. We are undefeated.
I think I only messed up twice on games that I thought I saw and I had the wrong score. But no, my eyes are bleeding from all the basketball I've watched.
It's been a lot. It has been a lot. Fun time of year, no doubt. That's your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll give a rundown on our Nissan keys to today's game, the Badgers and Liberty. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
If you're looking for long-lasting dependability in starters, alternators, or power steering products, the complete line of Genco BBB branch products are now specially priced and in stock at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB products are the mechanic's choice because they meet or exceed OE specifications. So for cranking performance, you can really count on, just ask for BBB at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Badger Awards pregame show continues. We get to our Nissan keys to the game. Well, like Greg Gard talked about it, you have someone like Darius McGee who has logo shooting range a la Steph Curry. You got to get out on him, but you got to respect his ability to drive the basketball as well. But the three-point shot is such a big part of what they do.
It's kind of funny that Greg would mention Joe Krabbenhoff, because I asked Joe before the game what would be the mindset in trying to approach a Darius McGee. And he said that times it'll look like they're trapping, but they're not necessarily trapping. Their number one objective in those cases, in those situations, just get the ball out of his hands if they can.
Yes.
If they can. I'm kind of interested, and I'm sure you are too, to see how Max Klesmant does, because I think he's going to be the first defender on McGee, and he will be one of a committee. So it might be Klesmant, McGee, Kirikmari McGee, and Chucky Hepburn, a combination.
Be a little different because Max has been looking up at a lot of guys.
Yes.
He's Darius McGee is listed at 5'9".
But what would you think the question I would follow up with Joe? I said, is he quick enough? Is Max quick enough? And he said, Yes, because of his anticipation skills that he can cut down some of the ground between himself and the guy with the ball.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, too, and talking with Max, he loves to give him as much information as possible because he will admit he's not going to be more athletic than most he faces, but he's tough and very, very prepared. As for the Badgers, Stephen Crow was terrific, but you mentioned it before the first game, and I think it still applies today. You got to get that backcourt going. Get Chucky Hepburn, get Connor Essejian going again at the offensive end.
Essejian has just been kind of mired in this slump with his three-point shot. Now, he's doing other things. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate everything we've gotten out of this freshman thus far, and especially his ability to draw fouls against Bradley was one of the keys in that second half. But we all know he's a better shooter from the arc, and we just haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah, you're right about the free throw part, though. 9 of 9 in that game against Bradley on Tuesday. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts, and a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Back at the Kohl Center, let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running for Greg Gard's team here today. Best kind of injury update, short and sweet. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Liberty, Richie McKay, his 10th year overall, his second tour, if you will, as the head coach of the Liberty program. Brings the team with a record of 27-8 into Madison for this round two NIT matchup. Front line made up of Kyle Rhodes, 6'7 senior at Lexington, Kentucky, averaging about 11 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. Blake Preston, 6'9, fifth year senior out of Charlotte, North Carolina, about 7 points, better than 5 rebounds per contest. Joseph Van Zant is a 6'3 sophomore from Midland, Texas. 4.2 points, 5 rebounds a game. Colin Porter, a freshman, true freshman, 5'9 out of Ashland, Kentucky, at 8 points, better than 2.5 rebounds and nearly 4 assists per game. And Darius McGee, their star and their 3-time conference player of the year, 5'9, fifth-year senior out of Roxborough, North Carolina, 22.5 points, better than 3 rebounds and nearly 3 assists per game, also a steal and a half per contest. He is the all-time leading scorer, not just at Liberty, but in the A's Sun. Comes into this game with exactly 2,654 points scored. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11 points, better than 6 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Stephen Crow, 6-foot junior out of Eagan, Minnesota, about 12.5 points per game, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Stevie coming off that 36.9 rebound performance against Bradley on Tuesday night. Max Klesman, 6'3 junior from Nina, 8.3 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Connor Essejian, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, 12 points per game, 3.7 rebounds. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 11.7 points, 2.9 rebounds, and 2.9 assists per game. First ever meeting between these programs, but Liberty, one of the winningest teams in recent years in college basketball, the only programs ahead of them at the D1 level, Gonzaga, Houston, and Kansas here in these last few years. The Badgers and the Liberty Flames in round two of the NIT. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy?
Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk.
Worst of the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
Throws left side, picked up ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Good morning from the call center in Madison. With Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann and Brian Freeman back at our network studio. This is Matt LaFay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. This is round two of the NIT as Great Guards Badgers take on Richie McKay's Liberty Flames out of the Atlantic Sun Conference. And before we get things started here at the Kohl Center, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, Liberty comes to town 27-8 after a 15-3 regular season. It narrowly missed an NCAA bid, losing by a point on a last-second foul to Kennesaw State, which proved to be a tough out, by the way, in the NCAA tournament. Badgers 18-14. Mike, I'm always intrigued with games like this, because Liberty's a really good team that probably none of us paid a whole lot of attention to, but they've got a player in Darius McGee. Anytime you got somebody who will launch from
maybe a stride and a half beyond half court, it's worth tuning in for.
And the thing about McGee, just watching him during warmups, his release is so effortless. So whether it was on the NIT logo or the Motion W logo here at the Kohl Center, effortless in all of his shot making.
Yeah.
And the first impression I had of Liberty as a whole was, I'm sure, the same impression that Purdue fans had of FDU. They're kind of small, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, FDU is small. This team in Division I, averaging 6'3 per player, but they played awfully big against the Boilermakers. This group, Liberty, also looks small, and you wonder if Wisconsin's physicality can have an impact.
Yeah, we'll see. Blake Preston's as big as it gets. Pretty well put together, 6'9", fifth-year senior. But that backcourt combo in particular, Mike, to your point, Darius McGee and a freshman, Colin Porter, both listed at 5'9", and Porter reclassified to enter Liberty now. Otherwise, he'd be a senior in high school. They talk about him being a real key to this team. He can score it. He has had some big scoring games at 14 points against Villanova on Tuesday, but he kind of gets things going. A good distributor. McGee, his numbers speak for itself. And a glue guy, they say, is a guy like Kyle Rode, 6'7", another senior out of Lexington, Kentucky, about 11 points per game, but he can do a little bit of everything.
And he's one of those players that Greg Gard mentioned as being a threat from the three-point line. Kyle Rode has 67 triples this year. I asked Krabbenhoff a little bit earlier if he would compare Darius McGee to maybe a Tyree Appleby, who we saw with Wake Forest. He thought about it for a little bit. Now, the listed height and weight for Appleby, 6'1", 175 pounds. But he has a lot of game, I think, comparable to McGee. Appleby scored 32 here, 32 points on 11 of 16 from the field, 4 triples, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. So his line score, very comparable to the line scores McGee.